Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I am thrilled to welcome back Garland Robinette to WWL along with his wife Nancy Rhett and Kyler Berberg, who is with the studios, I understand it right, the gallery?
It's an art gallery, A12 Royal Gallery.
And you're going to have a show of Garland's paintings, correct?
Yes, she didn't know what she was doing, and she said, let's take that Robin Garlandette and give him an art show, and now she can't get out of it.
I wish y'all could see Garland, because he's not changed, and it's and this SOB, you've not aged. I don't know how that can be, and
well,
I look like 30 miles of bad road.
I told you a lot of Botox and stem cells and a body double.
Diane Newman, a body double. Diane Newman that works here, our, the boss lady, you know Garland, who that
the
is.
The boss lady.
Was not kind enough to, when I got from the FM station, from the music station, the Blockbuster trade, they're still talking about, you know, to WWL after Katrina, was smart enough and nice enough to put me working with you, and you taught me my trade, and I can never thank you enough for that. And I just want to say that publicly. I would not have the job I have were it not for you, and I can't thank you enough for teaching me the skills.
That's very nice.
And you also, as a human being, let me finish, taught me how to think. And I mean that sincerely, because I thought I knew, but I don't. And now, in a way, I think I know, but I don't, because there are so many different angles to think about things. Right, Nancy? Am I right or not?
Amen.
Is that how he is?
Amen. We got the think tank every day at our house.
Do you really?
Yeah, and she does most of it.
What have y'all? What is on your radar now? I want to talk about the show and everything else, but we have an hour. Tell me, I know Diane tells me that you're very concerned about artificial intelligence, because you have always been 10 years down the line. And that's why I want to pick your brain right now and see what is on your mind now.
Yeah, I love people like Kyla, young people, because if you talk to an old person about AI, they call it A1, steak sauce. And young people know about it are interested in it.
If that's for me, I'm not here, Garland. That's for me, I'm not here, okay? Tell a wife I'm not here. Right. Tell her I'm somewhere else.
There we go.
We're very informal here.
The
AI
people,
we're talking about?
People, I equated with, I covered Aceh, Indonesia, when they had the tsunami. Mm-hmm. And I remember the survivors telling me, it was so curious, the water receded and we walked way out with it. And then we got bored and walked back in, and they survived. And to me, AI is like a tsunami. Right now, the water's going out. There are those that are noticing, but it's not a big thing. When it comes, it's going to come in one big swoop. And most of the experts I read, and I feel like I have a PhD in it, 2027 is when everything is going to change overnight.
What do you think it's going to look like when it does come in?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. AGI will have a average IQ of 165. I think Einstein was somewhere around 160.
You're about 185, right?
Yeah. And when they hit ASI, it'll be over 200.
Wait, you see, right there, you threw me, because AGI and ASI are
AGI
different than
is the general intelligence when it reaches that point. ASI is artificial super intelligence.
So what is that going to look like to a guy, like just a normal guy? What's it going to be like, if
scary,
you have an idea?
Scary.
How so?
Well, if you knew somebody with an IQ over 200, what would you talk about? And if he was doing something, how would you understand it? So the fear is whoever has it rules the world, and they don't know what the world's going to look like.
So is it kind of equivalent to, you know, I've seen these movies where they got the drugs where the people use like 40% of the brain as opposed to whatever percentage that we use, that kind of thing, where they'll be on a different plane almost?
Totally. Even the best of the best say they don't know what it's going to be.
And maybe you can mention this idea of, you know, we need a NATO for AI. We need the world
the
to come together.
To harness it.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get the main countries that are doing it together to say there will be no winners, all these data centers being built, the first company, the first country to get ASI will be rulers of the world, because regenerative AI will take over. Robots will build robots with an ASI of 200 and above, and every time they build a robot, they get smarter. So nobody can ever catch up with the company or the government that does that. So consequently, we need countries to come together to say, if we get ASI first, you're going to bomb all of our data centers, and we go to World War III. So it's an interesting time, and I submit most people are oblivious, and when they hear about it, they have two reactions. They're too scared to talk about it, or they just don't want to hear it.
When you say bomb, you mean like cyber bomb or actually bomb?
Both.
Okay.
Both. They, you know, Russia, China can't afford for us to rule the world, where they have no control, because a super intelligence takes over bomb codes, blockchain, crypto. All that gets broken because the intelligence will be able to get into all of it. It's an interesting time.
But it could also be amazing, because for democracy especially, because if this is in our hands, if this is in the people's hands, which it should be, because we're the ones that are feeding the intelligence right now, those of us that are using AI or programming it with our own human intelligence. So it could be an incredible tool for humanity if it belongs in the hands of the people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing you guys don't watch a lot of Housewives of Atlanta. Am I right about that? It seems as though it might be on a higher level of that, I'm guessing.
I think I was married to one.
Well, you know, you told that story one time about, I think you were at Brennan's was? No, you were at Commander's Palace, I think.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Let's not tell that story on the radio.
No.
I won't, but it's a hell of a story. So
I'll put it in my book.
Okay. What are you writing a book?
I'm writing a book.
Tell me about it.
Well, I really have a writing practice. And so it's taken the form of a memoir. And it's a little bit about my life and about my life with Garland and my family of origin. So I don't really know where it's going, and I don't really want to talk too much about it because I think that sometimes that can ruin the magic of the mm-hmm. process for me. But I'm enjoying it. So that's my creative outlet, in addition to being in the studio with Garland almost every day, because he paints every – he has a painting practice, and I have a writing practice. And then we come together and talk about our work.
Let's talk about Beautiful. The power of her. That's the name of my art show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. We'll do it when we come back, sure. All right? I want to pick your sure. brain. Let's talk about the power of her, and I want to talk about your artwork and also about the gallery and when the show is going to be and so forth. Garland Robinette, we're thrilled to have you, man. Nice to see you again, along with Nancy Rhett, his wife. And the are you the owner of the gallery?
Yes, Tyler? I'm the owner.
The owner, what are you, 12? How old are you?
29.
29, all right. The owner of the art gallery,
very
Tyler
mature.
Berber. Apparently so. When I was 29, I was still trying to figure out. Anyway, 9:18, we'll be back, WWL. I am delighted to see Garland Robinette again and his wife, Nancy Rhett, and my new friend, the owner of the art. What's the name of the gallery?
812 Royal Gallery.
812 Royal?
Gallery.
812 or 812?
812.
812 Royal yes. Gallery.
Which is the name, which is the address. Yes. So yes. How great is that?
How do you,
Which was her mother's birthday.
August 12th.
No kidding, really?
Yes.
I'm August the 11th.
Oh, wow.
August 21st.
I know.
Wow.
When are you, Nancy?
I'm May 24th.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't count.
Yeah, no. Not in this club.
So wait, and I'm going to get to the show in a second. How do you, at 29, own an art gallery?
Yeah.
Just hard work and delusion and passion, a lot of passion.
How did you get connected with Garland?
So I grew up with Charlie Robinette.
Okay.
We went to school together, and then a couple of my collectors also collect Garland's work as well. So I saw his work a few times when I was installing a piece by Rene Romero Schuler, and I came across his work. And the second time I came across it, at a different client's house, I asked for the connection.
Tell me about, as a gallery owner, his work. What is it that speaks to you? What is it that, I guess, excites you so much about it?
I think that Garland's work definitely has an essence. Like, there's a spirit that comes through with all of his figures and characters, and it's an energy that it exudes. And I think that, like, he definitely has... like through the palette and the strokes, there is a spirit, and it essentially comes alive and evokes a lot of energy. And I feel like it's, in a way, it's like not necessarily on this plane, and no art is like based in reality. I mean, it's art, so it's a once removed from reality, but I think Garland takes it a step further and brings it. There's just something very ethereal about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think Garland's work is very spiritual, and it's interesting because he doesn't consider himself a very spiritual person, but you are. And I think the work, I think that's how you channel it. And I think you've been given this great technical ability, and then you show up for it. And I think what comes through is oftentimes very surprising to you.
Yeah, I'm so appreciative of Kyle reading exactly what I wrote for her.
Yeah, well, I saw you pointing out the lines and highlighting with the highlighter.
Very good.
And very good that you didn't get distracted while he was highlighting and underlining the part that he really wanted you to mention.
Pointing to.
Yeah. One thing about your art that I've noticed is that, and Nancy, maybe this is what you're alluding to, and Kyle, you as well, that it's just... his soul comes out on that palette,
exactly.
and that's hard to do because it's... Have you had any... Nancy talked about technical training or gift. Have you had any technical training?
Never had a lesson, and the reason I called it the power of her is multiplicity of reasons. Number one, my wife, then Kyla. But you and I remember two women, Helen Santani mm-hmm. and Diane Newman, who, without them, WWRA wouldn't exist.
Totally agree.
They're the heartbeat, the brains, the whole thing. And you, all the tough guys, you, Bobby Hebert, Hokey Gaja, hulking NFL football players,
you?
Crazy Garland.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When we were together and somebody said, Diane wants to talk to us, we were like little babies. We're like, Well, you think she's mad at the boy? What is she
going to... First grader going to see the principal, right?
Exactly. So I've known so many women that are smarter than men, tougher than men, everything, you know, ready to go. I said, I want to do a show that's nothing but women and do it. Put up a blank canvas, put on Tchaikovsky or whoever, and just paint to the music. Don't think about where's the face going to go, what am I going to do with it. Just let it come to me through the music. I think what Kyla said, a little bit of that shows up to where there's kind of no rhyme or reason to the show, but they're all, I think you can tell, this guy was either on acid or he was just trying.
No, I think, like I said before, I think you put your soul on a canvas is what happened. Can you take me in your head and because I can't draw anything, nothing. I had to get through UNO, through fine arts, and I had to turn it upside down. They told me the trick to, so that you didn't see what you were drawing. You just saw lines, and you drew lines, and that got me through the sketchbook part of it. Kyla's shaking her head because she knows that that's the way to cheat your way through it. What goes through your mind, Garland, when you put the music on, and what is it?
It is
the process. Take me through that.
It sounds like BS. Totally. But I am always so surprised by what comes out.
Are you consciously thinking about it, or
no,
does it just kind of...
I'm just... I'll see a light or a form, and I work off of it. The another reason for the power of her that I call it, I call Nancy in because... She's got a tremendous art eye, and I call her in 2, 3, 4 times on every painting, every day. And when we first got together, she'd give me a critique, and I would kind of brush it off and maybe use a little bit. Now,
solicited critique or not?
Yeah. Okay. And now, if she walks in and immediately doesn't say, yeah, I like that, or stop, or yeah, keep going, that's good. I know I've got to paint the whole damn thing out. And we've been together 30 years, and never fails. I'll think, okay, this is finished, this is good. She comes in, doesn't like it, and I'm kind of just bummed, and I paint it out, and it's always better. So it's the power of her that's kind of carried me through.
I'm going to guess if you don't say anything and he gets that feeling from you, it's because you feel what you see on a canvas is not what's inside of him.
Yes, or I think sometimes he will overwork it, you know, if he gets into his head. I think Garland is the best painter when he's just in his body and he's not thinking.
Tell me about that.
I think he's a very physical painter. He walks and paces. He doesn't sit and paint. And the music's moving, and I think he's kind of in a – I think he kind of goes through a portal to another place. And so – and then – you know, towards the end of a painting, you always have to kind of add some details and, you know, get a little bit in your head about things. Think about a color a little bit more rationally. But if he lingers in that thinking process too long, then sometimes he can overwork it or, you know. And so more often it's me telling him to stop than really giving him a critique. It's just saying, I think, you know, you're done. Don't, I love it. Just like that, you know, because it's got that feeling and that emotion in it. And I think sometimes, you know, there are all kinds of art in this world, but I think Garland is an emotional painter. You know, he's an emotional man, and I think his emotions come out onto the canvas. And so I like to help him channel that.
People look at a gallery owner as an artist, but if they don't have a real strong, same compass of, I don't know why.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I like that. The gallery's not going to work. Tell them how you usually think about choosing an artist.
Well, yeah, that and you could be a radio host, Garland. No, but I was going to ask that exact question because for a lot of us, a gallery owner is an abstract concept. We don't know what that means. What do you do?
Well, I am an artist.
Move your purse because it's driving me crazy.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
I am an artist. Like, my background in, I've always been a painter and a sculptor, and I have a ton of background in art, and I'm very passionate about it. But I do think that, like, it really helps that Garland has Nancy and Nancy has Garland, because a lot of artists, it takes, like, someone outside of them to help promote their work, because an artist should just be an artist. They shouldn't be a salesperson, because the second they start, like, thinking about their art as a commodity,
changes the process.
It totally it changes the outcome. It changes the essence of what art is and should be. So that's kind of what, like, the direction that I went into sales was. I didn't feel comfortable marketing myself, and I didn't have Nancy. So I, like, went into the business side of art, and it is a very creative position. And, you know, there's a lot of curation that goes into it, choosing the different artists, figuring out how to place them and hang them, and allow them to work together. We represent, like, probably 12 or 14 different artists from 5 different countries, so both men and women, and they're all different kind of art. So even placing them and finding a way to make, like, the colors, so to speak, work together, and it's a composition. It's a craft in itself. But there's also a huge business aspect of it in terms of administrative numbers, all the things.
Do you serve the role of, like, kind of like an editor with a writer or not? Garland's nodding yes, so.
Yeah, I think so. That's part of it.
I think I do in a sense. You know, like, I will look at a piece and decide, like, whether it's a good fit or if I think it will sell. You know, there's two things. There's my personal taste, and if I think it'll sell, and I need them both to be true if I place it in a 12 Royal Gallery. So I guess I am an editor in that sense. But also, like, I will never tell an artist. There have been certain situations where, like, an artist will be like, tell me what you think of this. And I don't like to have
while
that
role. While it's in a work? While it's in process?
Yeah, or, like, tell me what you want more of. Like, mm-hmm. Or tell me what you think will sell. And it's like, I don't really want to play that role. I just kind of want you to, like, tap into what you believe or what you feel right now and go from there. Like, I don't really want to orchestrate the...
Right, the creativity.
If you don't mind, yeah. Tell them about the homeless artists.
That's a strange way to...
Tell her I apologize.
So there is a very well-known artist that we have in the gallery named Renee Romero Schuler, and she does. She's been our best-selling artist. She's an incredible businesswoman. She's an anomaly in the sense that, like, she is an artist, but she's also the business aspect of her. And she's originally from Chicago, and now she lives in Monterey. And she's an incredible artist. And she does these faceless...
kind of doll figures.
Doll figures with a palette knife and oil paint. So there's a lot of paint on them. There's a lot of color and texture. But there's something, again, like that her... her characters really have an essence, and the beauty of Renee is that, like, you know, she really came from a struggle place and a traumatic place, and she really self-defined that in a beautiful way, and in a way that her scars, she carries her scars with grace and strength, and they made her who she is today. And she's, like, the most incredible businesswoman, but also such a graceful, feminine, beautiful woman, and the
power
figures.
Of her.
Yeah, and art is so healing. You know, I think that's, you know, Garland's had a lot of trauma
in his
life.
I was getting ready to ask that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're a Navy SEAL. You're in Vietnam.
Time to ever tell you how I became an artist?
No, but you can tell me when we come back.
Okay.
You know the clock. You do. 9:37, 23 till 10. Traffic now. WWL. All right, back with Garland Robinette here on WWL. We got Nancy Redd, his wife, here, as well as Kyler Burberg, who owns 812
Royal.
That's what I thought I was going to say, but 812 Royal Gallery, which happens to be 812 Royal Street. Did you say you move around when you paint?
Yeah, I back way up from it, and sometimes, depending on the music, like if I'm playing Tchaikovsky, I'll be painting with a house brush, and I'll run towards it and just hit it randomly and try to make something out of it later on.
Because I move around when I paint, too, but that's to keep the roller from leaving strokes on a garage or the wall. Tell me about how you got started painting, because you have no training in
none. I'll try to make this quick. It's a long story.
We got till 10 o'clock. Take your time.
I started, as you well know, I'm highly qualified for broadcasting because I was a janitor at a chemical plant on the river. And I lied to Phil Johnson at WWL TV trying to get on as a gopher and got on as a gopher. 2 weeks later, the anchor got drunk on the air Christmas Eve. They fired him that night at the Christmas party. They told me I was on temporarily. A month later, they said, we don't have any complaints, so you're it. And I was so nervous that I was going to get discovered because I didn't know how to edit tape or read a prompt or anything.
So you know you're faking it at this point,
yeah,
right?
I'm faking everything. And so in the margins of the script, I would scribble the floor crew.
Really?
Just try to do a face or do a body. And one day, the floor crew, a director came to me and said, young guy at Loyola, hope you don't get angry. I pulled all your scripts out of the garbage for a year. If you let me Xerox them and sell them, I'll pay for my books. I'll give you half. I said, if you can sell that crap, you go ahead and keep them. And he did.
Really?
A couple of months later, I get a call from Loyola that owned the TV station, and the head priest had never been to the TV station, and he wanted to have lunch. And I said, oh, my God. If somebody told him, I'm a janitor, he's going to fire me. We had a long lunch. He didn't say anything. I'm sitting there dying. We got to the end of it, and he said, let me tell you why I want to talk to you. I see your sketches all over campus. I said, sketches? What? And he said, you know, they're script. I said, oh, yeah, yeah, they get sold them. He said, yeah, and I can recognize a few of the floor crew in the sketches. How would you like to do a portrait? And I said, well, I've never thought about that, never done it, but you want me to try? He said, yeah, let's try it. If it doesn't work, nothing gained, nothing lost. And I said, who is it? Pope John Paul. I spent 3 days at the seminary doing his portrait. I had to go to an art school and ask him, how do I paint? And they said, use chalk. That's the easiest pastel. So I did it.
They from a did, picture, Garland? Or
no, from the Pope sitting there. He was right there. People.
Wow.
So I did that.
Wow.
And they did a poster that sold in 5 states, sold hundreds of thousands of posters. And all of a sudden, I had offers from everywhere to do portraits. And within a year, I was doing $20,000 portraits.
Do you still do portraits? Or?
Yeah, yeah. And not as much, but yeah.
Do you like doing portraits? Or would you prefer
I do, but I prefer what I'm doing now because there's nothing more terrifying than looking at a blank canvas, having no idea what you're going to do, turning on music, throwing paint, and having something come out
of it. Is it still terrifying to you?
Didn't plan on it being.
But is it terrifying or is it enjoyable for you?
It's terrifying in the beginning because you always think, yeah, because you always think, can I do it again? Because not having had lessons, there's no procedure.
You're reading ahead, young man, because my next question was going to be about your muse and is it Nancy or is it what you've been through in your life, or that's the question I was going to ask you about the next idea. Does it come
Kyle
from?
Kyle and I were just talking. She's been through trauma. She's an artist. Nancy's been through trauma. She's an artist. I certainly spent a little place called Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Came back very damaged. I think there's something, too. You always hear comedians are being funny because they want to cry. And I think music, art, comedy come from some place of pain. I don't think you grow up privileged and without having something mysterious that works on you that you have very little control over. But most of what I do, although she discounts it, I give to Nancy.
Aww.
Once
how'd you two meet?
She made a mistake.
We met at WWL-TV in the newsroom. Mm-hmm. I worked in the newsroom on the assignment desk, and so that's where we met. And then Garland went to work for Freeport Mac Moran. I decided I didn't want to be in the news business anymore because I was extremely uncomfortable on camera, and that's what people wanted me to do. So I lobbied Garland for a job, and he hired me when Freeport bought the USF&G Golf Classic to be the liaison between the company and the ad agency. And so I had a really great 10-year career, and we worked together for many years before there was anything romantic. But then when it was romantic, it was a romantic bonfire.
Well, I sexually harassed her until she gave up.
Okay. I should have sued you instead of marrying
she
you.
She could have owned Freeport.
Why not both? Why not both? Sue him and marry him. Right. Tell me about the show. When is it, and is it open to the public?
So the show is this Saturday.
Because we got to get the business part in, right, Kyla?
Yes. Yeah. So this show is The Power of Her. It is from 6 to 9 on Saturday, October 18th at 812 Royal Street.
And if people can't make Saturday, Kata's going to leave the work up, probably till she has pickup for the sold pieces in mid-November or so.
Yes.
So people can check it out if they can't make it on Saturday night.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful, like seeing all the women together.
I can't wait
really
to see it, honestly.
Extraordinary.
I know, definitely will be there.
The work is beautiful. When the paintings left, and I brought them last month to Kyla, and when they left the studio, I missed them. I felt like I had a relationship with all of them, and when they were gone, I was just kind of sad. So I can't wait to see them all together again. And, you know, one of the things that I think is cool that's happening in our culture right now is, you know, things are really rough on the outside, but I think people can kind of sense that there's a wellspring of change coming. And I think, you know, AI is part of that too. But I think that, you know, there's more need for feminine energy, for art, for soul. And I think that that people feel that deeply right now. So
and
I think
if
that's...
If you ever worried about young people, come meet Kyla and see what they're doing. Their generation, I think, makes ours look sad.
Yeah, because there are people of our generation that would have others worried as well, right? So, I mean, you can't judge an entire generation.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
There's one other thing I wanted to ask you, and that is about the coastal issues in the state, because I know you were ringing that bell 40 years ago, right? 50 years ago. Thoughts on what's going on?
Well, I did 13 documentaries from 1970 to 1983, and I went all over the world, and the general manager called me in 83 and said, you have cost us over $2 million, not one card, not one letter, not one phone call, stop it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And the thing I knew, I was living through Katrina, and it hasn't gotten any better.
Nope.
We have that $1 billion plus of a levee built around us with dams. We don't have the money to maintain that. So they're sinking.
And the sea level's rising.
Yeah, it's... I don't know what can be done at this point. I think the main answer is Mardi Gras and Jazz Fest.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Thank you for everything
you've done for me. I mean it sincerely.
Guy.
And Kyla, best of luck to you. Nancy, a pleasure
thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you.
And I will see you all Saturday
okay.
night.
Okay,
right?
Saturday.
And is there a website or anything people can go to? Or what?
You can go to www.812royal.com or follow us on Instagram at 812royalgallery.com.
All right, thank you. We'll see you Saturday night. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.